Good morning. Players and coaches back to work today. Our focus is squarely on Pittsburgh Steelers and finishing the season the right way. Pittsburgh is a very good football team. They're in a playoff mix right now, and they've played real well the last since the bye week, and had a big win against Green Bay this past weekend. As you look at them from their offensive standpoint, a very versatile offense, explosive, big play offense. They can attack you in a number of different ways with a number of different people. As always, it starts with Ben Roethlisberger and his ability to create plays, and a very tough guy to get down and to affect. Outstanding wide receivers. Antonio Brown's having a great season. Kotchery and Sanders as well. Those three guys can do a lot of different things, are extremely dangerous, and once they have the ball in their hands, as run after catch guys, good route runners, and again, very good, very versatile players. Their running back, Bell, has really had a nice year. He's gotten better. I know he's a young player, a rookie, who's really improved, runs tough, and has been able to get good yards for him on the in the run game. Heath Miller, solid tight end as always. Their offensive line has improved and gotten better as the season's gone on and playing very well. Defensively, as we know, attacking style defense, everything starts on defense with Troy Polamalu. He's still the playmaker that he has been. He made a big play in the Green Bay game, and certainly all season long has made those type of plays. You have to account for him. In their front seven, Woodley, Kiesel, and Timmons are still there. Those guys have been familiar with for a long time. But they do have some new guys that are making an impact. McClendon is a guy that catches your eye inside, and their defensive line is playing very well. Jarvis Jones, of course, and Worlds on the outside are some young guys that you see a lot from. Ike Taylor still playing solid corner as ever. And Ryan Clark in the back end playing well. Special teams are very good. Antonio Brown is a huge part of that. That's a big challenge for us to be able to handle him as a returner in our coverage units. And they're solid in the punt and kick game, the rest of their special teams. We're looking forward to the challenge. And let me go into some injuries here. Just give you an injury update again as far as practice today with Taylor Pinkston and Cameron. They'll all be out of practice today. Hughes will be out with a knee sprain, and Hayden will be out with his hip for practice. Paul Kruger has the flu, so he'll be out today as well, missed today. I'll take questions now.
Hey, do you have a roster opening, a unit with Devon Best? Or
we do.
Are you going to do something with that?
We will. We will. We're working on that right now and should have an answer here shortly on that.
Add somebody to the defensive line with Taylor and Hughes being question marks?
Yeah, that would be a possible area that we would add.
Do you think the Steelers are playing better than when you played them last month?
I think they've been playing, as I mentioned, really good football since the bye. Their first four games they lost, and then since then I believe they're 7-4. And have beaten some very good teams. I think from the looks of it, they've played at a consistent level, pretty consistent level since our game, and are playing real good football right now.
Is Bell kind of a guy that they've kind of missed, lacking the last couple of years? When you think of the Steelers, you thought of that always had a really featured back. In the last couple of years, it seems like they've kind of not sure what they've had back here. Is he fit more in that old Steelers mold of having a featured back?
That's what the word has been coming out of Pittsburgh, that he's that type of runner, that type of back, a Pittsburgh-style guy. And, again, he's, as the season's gone on, he's gotten more and more involved. He's not just a runner. He's caught a lot of balls for him as well, so he has some versatility in the passing game as well.
How do you, with the holiday week and really, kind of nothing to play for from a playoff standpoint heading over to Pittsburgh, how do you kind of get your team back together sort of emotionally or mentally for this game?
Well, there's always something to play for anytime you step on the field. Our guys are competitive guys. This is our last game, and, we want to finish this thing strong. And, every challenge and every week is a challenge, and that's the way we play.
But
What are your plans at quarterback? Is there any inkling at all to see Tanny in a competitive game, or is he just not ready?
Yeah, we'll keep it the way it is. You know, we have the guys that feel like will give us the best chance to win.
Comments from Campbell about how the New England game kind of lingered with him and how he thought stuff unraveled Sunday. You know, does he need to be mentally stronger when stuff starts to go bad?
Well, you know, when you lose and in some of the disappointing losses that we've had, that takes its toll on guys. And, you know, the key is bouncing back and having the resiliency and letting that drive you and push you forward. You know, I think that as I look at the games, I think that from a team perspective, we've come out strong and played well early in the following games. And, you know, I think that, you know, that's a credit to our guys and that ability to bounce back. And, you know, I talked to them, you know, those disappointments, getting knocked down and having to get back up and fight, I mean, that's one of the toughest things in sports that you have to do. And if you can do it, and as you continue to do it, you'll get better, you'll grow. And, you know, that's what our focus is on. And ultimately, to be a winning team and a winning program, you know, that's the thing that we have to be able to do.
Did you see him get affected as the game went on Sunday? Pressing or frustrated?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily see it as the game went on. You know, he said he felt like he may have been pressing, you know, trying to make a play instead of just, as I mentioned the other day, letting the game come to him. And that's when he's played in his best in that kind of a rhythm.
How about Josh Gordon? Have you seen anything in him the last couple of games with, you know, he's recovered pretty well, and I don't know, his production hasn't really kicked in until really later in the game. What's kind of going on there?
Well, you know, I think you get used to the level of production that he was having a few games ago, and that, which is spectacular. And, you know, I think he still was around 100 yards this last game, had some opportunities, you know, and as we talked about, you know, we had some throws that were off. We had some drops in the game. And as if you make those plays, drives are extended, you get more opportunities and so forth. And, you know, I think you know, just in looking at Josh, and we talked about, you know, a couple times trying to do too much, catch the ball before you want to catch the ball before you start running with it, or sometimes catch the ball before you look and try to get your feet inbound. So, you know, just getting back to the basics, and those are fundamental things that we can continue to keep working on.
You seemed pretty happy with Edwin Baker last week. I mean, after two, he's kind of put together two decent performances. What are your thoughts on him right now?
Yeah, he has. You know, I thought this past week he played real well. He's given us a lift in the run game. He runs hard. He's decisive. He's been able to make some, you know, some tough yards and run through some contact. So he's been productive for us. And you know, I think that it's shown and that our running game has improved.
We have John Greco back at left guard.
John would be a left guard, yes.
I mean, he's back.
Yeah, he's going to practice limited today, and we'll see as the week goes on if he'll be ready.
John, when would eliminate the Steelers, no matter what else happens for them around the league, how much can that help bring out the best in this team? I mean, it's a chance to knock out your rival decisively out of the playoffs. Is that a point of conversation at all at this point?
Oh, the guys are aware of that, and, you know, that's – you know, there's a lot of things, as I mentioned, that we are playing for and want to play for, and, you know, certainly that's one of them.
Is it safe to say Baker's maybe been a little better than expected? It seems like he's come right in, and now he's getting the lion's share, and he's sitting around on a practice squad. But somebody would have grabbed him earlier, right? He was this good?
Yeah, you never know, and sometimes it's about timing. Sometimes it's about familiarity and opportunity, and all those things I think are involved in this. And, you know, the fact that he was able to come in and play right away was because of his familiarity with the system, and certainly Norv, having seen him, known him, and, you know, and knowing about him and getting him here and give him the opportunity is, you know, it's a good thing for him, and he showed well when he's gotten his opportunity. And that's what you want to see guys do. You want to see guys – you know, when they get an earn an opportunity, when they get an opportunity to make good on it and you know, continue to grow in that way.
Is that vision or is that just innate? Is it, you know, you always tell guys don't dance the whole, you know, but some guys do and some guys don't. He seems to, if it doesn't go for anything, but he still makes a decision, goes with it. Can that be taught or is that just something you have to have?
Well, it's both. I haven't watched him a lot prior to him being here, so I can't tell you if it was his style or how he's always run in college or what have you. You know, certainly that's the way he's running now. And when there's things, you know, when there's not a lot there, he's still finding a way to get 2, 3, 4 yards. And when there's some things there, he's getting through the hole quickly and he's making things happen to extend those runs. And knowing where the first down marker, there's a number of times where he's, you know, getting himself in position where he can get a first down and he goes and gets it.
As we wind down here, obviously, Alex Mack and TJ Ward final years of their contracts. What kind of seasons have those guys had, and what do you think about prospects of their future coming back?
Yeah, those guys have played at a high level. I love those guys. You know, but we're focused on Pittsburgh right now and in the season, and all those things, you know, we'll talk about when the season's over.
Maybe it's on the same line, but do you expect Jason to be back next year? Have you seen enough for him that you'd want him to be in that quarterback mix?
You know, again, I think all those discussions are after the season's over. Yeah, we're aware of what's going on with Devon. And, again, you know, that's personal and private, and I'm just not going to get into too much there on that. I'm sorry?
Do you have any doubt he'll play again for the Browns?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into any of all the situation or any speculation regarding anything regarding. We've been rolling our guys. Tim's has gotten more time. Cooper obviously has gotten more time. So, you know, we've had 4 receivers, so we need to really kind of roll those guys. And so all of them are going to play.